Welcome back to Sports Today. Joining me on the line is one of the young star defenders, it must be said, of the competition. How about this guy's rise to fame? He is the forward that, well, if you're a forward, you don't want to play on him. Daniel Talia, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Daniel, congratulations on your new deal. Obviously, very happy at the Crows. You've played brilliantly there since you were drafted. Tell me, were there any offers or any interest from back home?
Yeah, there was certainly some interest from a number of clubs back in Melbourne, but I kind of enjoying myself with the Crows and really settled over here now. So yeah, there was definitely some interest, and I suppose if I couldn't have got a deal done, then I would have looked down that avenue. But the Crows were really good to me, and obviously offering me a lot of security and a 5-year deal, which was great. So I kind of didn't worry about the interest in the end.
You're obviously a Victorian boy. Tell me, I'm not sure if you've ever been asked this, but in 2009, when you were drafted by the Crows, I know there was quite a lot of interest from Victorian clubs, one of them being Carlton, who from memory took Kane Lucas with the pick before. Did you go into that draft thinking that you might be staying in Melbourne?
Yeah, well, I actually grew up a Carlton supporter, and I've been reminded by Carlton supporters over the years that, I've been told by a lot of supporters that they wish they obviously drafted me ahead of Kane. Not that Kane's not a great player, but I grew up barracking Carlton and was shattered that I didn't go there. They had the pick before, pick number 12. So, life's definitely turned around since then.
Mm. As if Carlton supporters couldn't go through any more pain, they find out that Daniel Talia grew up a Carlton supporter and now is dominating at centre halfback, of which there are very few. Daniel, tell me about Don Pike, what he's brought to the table, and the change in pre-season, the change in mood, and what he's like or so far.
Yeah, it was obviously a very challenging second half of last year for our team for obvious reasons. And, for Pikey to come in to that tough role, he's been really good. He's built relationships amongst the guys really quickly. And, being a leader of the club, I've been to his house a couple of times now and met his family and all the rest. And he's a really good guy. And he seems like he sees the game a bit differently to others. He's got a really good tactical mind, and he wants us to enjoy ourselves and have fun and enjoy playing footy. So that's the number one thing for him. And then, he's very focused on skills. So he wants us to, improve our skill level. And we've been doing a lot of that training, more like a Hawthorn Wood rather than a lot of running probably in the years gone past. So, that's probably the main area we're focused on over the pre-season.
Have you been surprised in the impact he's had? Because, I mean, speaking to a lot of players and staff members in Adelaide, he has had quite an impact. And as you said, it wouldn't be easy in the situation that he came in, given the tragedy that stood before him at this club.
Yeah, I'm surprised how quickly he's got around to a number of guys. Mm. And has really built good relationships with the whole group already, and he's only been there a couple of months. So that's obviously a strength of Don's. And, he's just really connected with the guys, which is good because we needed that from a new coach coming in. So, but at the same time, he's a quality person. He's been around successful organisations, obviously, at West Coast, and in his business as a miner, he's done really well as well. So it seems to be everywhere he goes, he does a good job. So hopefully that rings true with us at the Crows.
Daniel, I'm not sure if you've addressed this before in Adelaide, but I'm almost certain that you haven't in Victoria. The mobile phone incident last year with your brother, Michael, were you astounded, shocked how much was made of that in the end?
Oh, yeah, I was a bit shocked about how serious it got in the end, but, the AFL comes to the right decision in the end, and I'm glad they did in the end. I was a bit taken aback at the whole thing, but the AFL and the Bulldogs have every right to investigate it, and there was nothing in the end which the investigation showed. So, yeah, glad it was all over, and it was a bit of a challenging time, more for my my family and younger brother, obviously, but, glad it's all over now.
No, a good, solid, straight bat defence there, Daniel. Well played. I just want to ask you, back to our initial conversation before I let you go, about offers from back home. There's a lot that's been made about the go-home factor. We've seen it, even recently with Cam McCarthy. We always see it when Victorian players go interstate and after a few years settle and then they want to come home. How hard was that for you to say no to coming home and staying in Adelaide, or was it not that difficult a decision?
It's always a decision you've got to, you've got to take a lot of thought into and really weigh up, because, you know, obviously signing a long-term deal, you're probably going to spend, you know, at least 10 years in Adelaide. So I did really have a good think about it, but I'm really settled here. Obviously, my partner's from Adelaide and now engaged to her, so that's helped. And I've met a lot of people in LA, which has really made me settle. And it comes down to the environment you're in as well. I think I've grown up with guys at the footy club, you know, your Texas and Sloanies around my age, and we're all driving the group to try and achieve the same thing, and we've got a really hard-working and diligent group. And I think if you really enjoy the people around, you never really want to leave the environment you're in. So, there's definitely that go-home factor, obviously, because Melbourne is such a great city, and you know, a lot of people have got family there. But I suppose it's up to the individual whether they end up staying in the state they're in, or whether they decide to go home.
Fremantle look like they're fielding another strong side to take on you guys on Sunday. Was Don Pike surprised by the lack of quality against West Coast last week?
No, I don't think we were. I don't think there was a lack of quality out on the field against West Coast last week. Obviously, they were a bit inexperienced and rested a lot of their senior guys. But we felt like we put a good performance out there on the weekend, obviously, albeit against an inexperienced side. But some of the things we've been working on over the preseason really came out. And this week will be a bit more of a true test of how we're going, because we're going to have a bit of a younger side out there, obviously resting some senior guys, and then taking on a quality side in Fremantle who have been top four the last, you know, 3 or 4 years. So really looking forward to it and seeing how far we've come over the preseason.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that as well. Daniel, congratulations. You've been a joy to watch since you've been drafted to Adelaide. You're going from strength to strength, and you've obviously just showed your loyalty and signed a big contract extension. So congratulations and good luck for season 2016.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks for having me on. Cheers.